This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Guest commentator Don Lashley considers the significance of holding hands as a father and as a son.
Patina, the sheen on a surface produced by age and use. I wish I could remember what day of the month it was that my son decided he was too old to continue walking hand in hand with me. Knowing the date is really not that critical, but still, I kind of wish I knew for some reason. I do remember well, however, that he was 10 and it was late November. Clear skies, beautifully cool, turtle heads were bobbing in the pond. When it all came down that day, Cade and I were on our 200-yard walk to his classroom door, a walk the two of us had made almost daily since the first day of kindergarten. We owned that walk, Cade and I. It was ours and we knew it. No sisters, no mamas, no carpools, just he and I, and we would tell jokes and goof and watch the seasons change on the pond. Each and every stride we made along the way, through all the seasons and all the foul weather, under the blue skies and past the budding crocus and turning leaves, his hand was always, and I mean always, fit snugly into mine. We were on the sidewalk halfway along, and then it happened. With his free hand, my son loosely took hold of my wrist, and then slowly and quite beautifully slid his encapsulated hand from mine for the very last time. There was no accompanied explanations, nor follow-up of any kind. He had thought this through, and he knew what he was doing. And I knew, at that very moment, that an era had come to an end, and hopefully, a new one was about to start. Based on the hand-holding time frames of his classmates and their respective fathers, I had been fully expecting this day for almost 18 months. We were the very last of the holdouts, and I can honestly say that I knew that I was on borrowed time. We are, after all, a father and a son in a Western culture, and hand-holding is finite. I seem to recall it written down somewhere, probably in that parental contract. Pretty sure it was under the heading Sunset Clauses. It reads something like, a father, as it applies to his son, has between 96 and 120 months to hold his little rascal's hand. Doing so is optional, but when your time is up, it is up. The rascal decides, and it is non-negotiable. I guess my deal just expired that day, halfway to school, just beyond the pond. We made it a little ways further, and I stopped. I turned him to face me, and kneeling now, eye to eye, I smiled and extended my right hand to him. Please shake it, I asked. I just want to thank you for all the years you've allowed me to hold your hand. Some years ago, I sat alone with my own father, unconscious, pale, and hours from death. Lifting his gaunt fingers, I slid the warmth of my palm beneath his. But as I sat in silence, all I could manage to do was to hold him firmly, lovingly, and oh, so snugly. Reflecting now, I hope in those last wordless moments that what I was telling my father was exactly what I had told my son that day. Thank you for holding my hands all these years. It meant everything to me. Thank you so much. With my hand in his hand one last time, returned as received, unwrapped, well used, and with a fine patina. No worse for the wear, he would say with a smile. And then he was gone. The ultimate sunset clause. Non-negotiable. One era ended, one began, and though I embrace the latter, I can't help but cling to the first. I miss him so. I miss my father's hand.
Guest commentator Don Lashley lives in Wilmington, the proud father of two and the son of one. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique Commentary is a production of WHQR Public Media.